A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 26, 2020, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mclana, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you'll not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we'll continue discussing about the coronavirus pandemic and the push by Zimbabweans in the diaspora to cast their votes in the countries that they now live in.
But now let's start with the COVID-19 update. As at yesterday, 25th May 2021, Zimbabwe had 38,706 confirmed cases, including 36,517 recoveries and 1,587 deaths. To date, a total of 693,553 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
According to yesterday's figures, 10 new positive cases were recorded with one death reported from Bulawayo.
On the political front, Zimbabweans in the diaspora sent home more than $1 billion to their relatives and friends, accounting for the biggest foreign currency earner for the country.
However, Zimbabweans in the diaspora are not allowed to cast their ballots from the countries that they are now living, but they are now demanding that right.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba siyadibana ngohlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke siphethe indaba ezimbili ezishisayo. Uyaqala ke sikhangela udaba lwe-COVID-19, ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Lanxama nani engani ayehla. Siyakhangela njalo lo daba lwe-diaspora, abantu be-diaspora ke laba abahlala emazweni abakhala ngokuthi bona abavunyelwa ukuvota kodwa yibo abaphathisa elizwe ngemali eningi. Marvelous.
Aiwa, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 icho chatekeshera munyika uyezve nepasi rose. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kutaurwa izvo nevana veZimbabwe vanogara mune dzimwe nyika dzakasiyana-siyana vari kuchemera ivo kuti dai vawana mukana wekuti vakwanisewo kuwana vachivhota kana paitwa sarudzo. Tinoona kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe munguva yapfuura hurumende inoti vakawanikwa ivo vachiunza munyika mari inodaudzira $1 billion munyika. Uyezve vari kutaura ivo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti pari zvino vari kuda kuona ivo vachikwanisawo kuti vakwanise kunge vachiwanikwa vachivhota kana sarudzo dzichinge dzaakuitwa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, tisingakanganwi kuti denda rechirwere checovid-19 riri kuenderera mberi. Uye pari zvino, Zimbabwe inoti iyo ine vanhu 38,706 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pari zvino, kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rino. Kuzouyawo zvakare vanhu 36,517 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vakakwanisa kurikunda. Tozotarisa avo vakabatwa nedenda recovid-19 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya zvinosuwisa vazhinji vakamira ivo vari pa 1587. Uyezve totarisa isu nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba yecovid-19. Pari zvino nyika inoti pane vanhu 639,533 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 nhomba dzakasiyana-siyana munyika pari zvino. Saka izvi ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nevanyarikani vedu ipo pano, hatichinzwa kuti ivo vanoona sei zviri kuitika izvi, uyezve kuti kana panyaya idzodzi dzenyaya yekuvhota nezvimwe zvakadaro vanoona sei izvi. Ndo zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, uyezve tinoshuvira kuti kune avo vari kutiona, kana muchidawo kuwanikwa muchizopinda mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvedu, mowanikwawo muchidzvanya pakanzi share nepakanzi like kuitira kuti tizive kuti muri kupi uyezve kuti ndezvipi zvinokufadzai pazvirongwa zvedu.
Yes, Marvelous. We have one of our guests, Pearl Matibe, who says she's not, she doesn't have much time with us, so we are giving her the first priority. Marvelous, maybe you can fire away.
Ndombovunza kwamuri muzvare Pearl. Just to give us, you know, an update as to what do you think, why do you think the diaspora vote is necessary for Zimbabwe? Pearl, I can't hear you. I think you need to... Okay, go ahead.
The diaspora vote is an absolute must. In fact, it should be the one of the top priorities for Zimbabwe. I'd go as far as saying the diaspora vote first before anything else in terms of electoral reforms for the country. Of course, absolutely, everybody should be registering to vote, because if you're not on the ballot, on the voter's roll, then it makes that difficult to participate. But one of the key priorities that President Emmerson Mnangagwa promised back in 2018 was the fact that he was going to promise that the diaspora vote was going to be a reality in 2023. In fact, he used the claim that there were insufficient resources for that to be done by the 2018 election. He made a promise on the world stage that he would make that a reality in 2023. So before anything else, diaspora vote first is an absolute must.
Do you think at the moment the government seems to be pushing back? How significant is the diaspora?
It is absolutely significant. The diaspora right now plays a de facto social service role in addition to remittances, remittances aside. I've written extensively about this. What I will say is the diaspora is significantly marginalized in Zimbabwe. Even if we're not just talking about remittances alone, it is an absolute right. Every Zimbabwean citizen, it is guaranteed in the Constitution, has an absolute right to vote. Or anybody else can say anything else that they want to say regarding the diaspora vote. They're just all outright, I'll just call them outright lies, right, from the current administration, the current regime. Zimbabweans are tired of the lies, and that's exactly what they are. Anything else is just posturing. I don't think Zimbabweans should tolerate it. And they should be vocal and express themselves and stand and defend their democratic right to vote in their own country where they hold their citizenship, regardless of where they reside. Experts around the world, there is extensive research, academic and scholarly research on this issue. These, you know, so-called claims about how it might work, how it might be operationalized, all of those are just, ridiculous claims. It's very simple how you would hold a diaspora vote. It's extremely simple how you'd hold a diaspora vote. On which one?
On how simple is it, and also what can Zimbabwe learn from what we've seen being done by other countries here in the United States, in Africa?
Well, it's not even in Africa. You know, South Africans vote here, right here in Washington, D.C. You can just go down here, down the street to downtown Washington, and Africans from across the continent are voting in the, you know, for their countries. I think the key thing here to emphasize is the mechanics of how a person would vote. Like I said, are really just simple technical things. What's essential for the country is electoral reform, sincere, transparent electoral reform, and abide by the Constitution. Every single person in the diaspora worldwide has a right to vote, to cast their suffrage in Zimbabwe. And for as long as President Emmerson Mnangagwa tries to negate that, for as long as the ruling party ZANU-PF tries to negate that, for as long as they try to proffer and stage on the world stage in all manner and form about why that should not be, they will continue to find opposition. They will continue to find the media stand to inform citizens about their right to vote. It's as simple as me walking into the embassy in Washington and casting my vote. I need to be able to walk into the embassy in downtown Washington and vote. Yes, it's as simple as walking in.
Can I ask you a quick question, Ms. Matiba?
Sure.
So in this issue, are you engaging the political parties to kind of give this a priority, especially the opposition?
I have opined on this issue for a number of years. I will point yourselves and your audience to an article which I wrote in Newsday Zimbabwe. I believe the article was January 14, 2017, February 6, 2019. The title of the article is Zimbabwe Diaspora Are Marginalized. I have tweeted about the issue. Like I said, there are a lot of us scholars and academics who have done research on this issue. And I think that the conversation, the discourse should not be centered simply on remittances. Yes, we are, for every dollar that a Zimbabwean diaspora sends back home, that means that the Zimbabwean economy is benefiting in terms of tax revenues to the state, because my family or anybody's family who is using that diaspora dollar to make a purchase is paying a tax. So those taxes are coming back to the state as revenue. So there are many other nuanced dynamic issues around the diaspora vote. It's not simply an issue about remittances. And I think that the whole conversation, the whole debate around the diaspora vote needs to be redefined. I think that it is not sufficient for us only to be talking about remittances. It is a much, much bigger issue. And we need to promote and advance what those key issues are. There needs to be grassroots mobilization. There needs to be grassroots, outreach in educating the Zimbabwean population to understand the issues, values, and aspirations of the diaspora, because the diaspora in South Africa is not the same as the diaspora in the United Kingdom. The diaspora in the United Kingdom are not the same as the diaspora in the United States of America. These are very different audiences with very different values and aspirations, but together have a combined interest in issues back home. And so the entire conversation, not simply one issue on remittances, but it is a number of different key significant issues around the diaspora vote that are linked to the long-term sustainable success and national security of the country. The diaspora vote is, in fact, a national security issue.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just to round off before we let you go and take on other guests. So moving forward, what would you perhaps urge the diaspora to do in terms of pushing for this vote? What can they do?
The diaspora needs to have a unified voice that speaks not only to its internal friends, family, communities from the grassroots in the country, but this conversation needs to be taken countrywide throughout the entire country. And and be advancing and promoting the fourth estate, the media. In fact, I'll go as far as saying that the diaspora vote is one of the most underreported issues by the media. In fact, even journalists and reporters in Zimbabwe are not fully addressing the issues. They're not even touching the tip of the iceberg on what it means and what it ought to mean for the national security and the international security in terms of where Zimbabwe's role is, not only for the country, for the region, but for the world. Zimbabwe's diaspora in the world is significant because as diaspora, we are contributing significantly to local communities where we now reside, in the countries where we now reside, right? And so I can tell you right now that this is a significant issue, not just for local politics, not just for regional politics, but for the international security of the world. This concerns Europe. This concerns Russia, China. This concerns the United States' national interests. So let's not kid ourselves and talk about the fact that this is simply a remittance issue. Is it a remittance issue? Yes, absolutely, it's a remittance issue. But it goes far beyond. And that is why I am saying the conversation, the discourse, and the debate needs to be redefined. Yes, the Zimbabwean diaspora, we are the de facto department. We have the de facto Ministry of Social Services. We are the stimulus checks on COVID. The stimulus package that our friends, families, and diaspora failed to receive from the government of Zimbabwe, we provided. We are still providing. We are the Minister of Health. We are those people, right? Mm-hmm. We are the ones providing the retirement for our moms and parents who retired from the Minister of Health because they're not receiving those retirement checks. We are the ones who are paying the retirement checks. And it, so let's not kid ourselves. This is a much, much bigger conversation. Number one issue, we need to have every Zimbabwean citizen who is eligible to vote to register to vote so that they can participate in Zimbabwe's universal suffrage. Mm-hmm. So registration should be on a massive countrywide campaign as of right now. Every eligible voter, anybody who's eligible, should be registering to vote. It is their right. It's not mandatory, obviously, but it is their right to vote. Mobilization, voter education is a media for the state role. You cannot have reporters, journalists, and independent media not helping to educate the population on how to vote. It is part of the media's role to educate and be part of the education. We need to be holding ZEC to account. We need to be putting fire to Ed Mnangagwa's feet and holding him to account. He has provided much of the tinder that has caused this fire. So we are in a fire, my friend, is what I'm explaining.
Okay. Thank you so much. Miss Mativi.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay. So, Mave, let's go to our next guest. I don't know if Ms. Mativi, are you still around? Maybe you can come back for your last question.
You can take another guest and I can stick around for another 5-10 minutes and take some questions.
Ah, okay. Thank you. So, there you are, Mr. Siampondo. Mr. Siampondo, first of all, let's welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much, our panelists. Thank you very much, Marvelous. And greetings, our viewers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you hear what Ms. Mativi just said about the diaspora vote. Where do you stand? What's your comment on the diaspora vote?
Yeah, I would agree in totality with what she has stated and advocated for. Diaspora vote, it's firstly, it's supposed to be a right that is supposed to be honored by various countries to their citizens. As a Zimbabwean, I believe I do not lose my right to vote, and also I do not shed off my being Zimbabwean, because I have moved and I'm now staying in a different country than that of my origin. So so when I'm looking at or when we approach this diaspora issue, the need to vote, I would prefer to go beyond maybe issues of remittances and other stuff. To me, it's it can be a source of confidence building in terms of the governance of the country, and also it will improve in terms of the investments itself, because we have a number of Zimbabweans who are having their businesses here and in various other areas, and who are afraid of investing maybe back home. Why? Because it's a situation, it's a system that they do not participate in. It's a system that they do not have a say or a control in terms of who is supposed to be superintending over their investments. So something that you are not really sure of that you do not participate in, it's really difficult to plow your resources in. So if we can extend the diaspora vote to our expatriates in various countries, definitely, I see a boost in terms of investment. I see a boost in terms of that sense of belonging. And this will really help the country to move forward economically. And also in terms of the social relationships, it really gives that a sense of belonging. So the diaspora vote, to me, it extends beyond the horizons of just what can I tell them? Like the remittances. So it's not only about the remittances, but it's the social and the economic relationship that we built and the improvement of our country, because everyone becomes involved, everyone becomes aware of the duty that he's supposed to play as a citizen of the country, because he is being offered some certain rights to choose the leadership and also to shape up the system that is going to be superintending over all the investments and everything that we would want to see moving to right, be it socially or politically.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Siampondo. Please do stay on the line. Yes, so marvelous. While we're still waiting for our guest, we can still, since we still have Ms. Matibe, Ms. Matibe, maybe you can turn back and tell us about, you know, the diaspora vote has been some kind of, it has seen some kind of resistance from some people who say that it might be open to, you know, fraud, like we saw in Zimbabwe, while there was no diaspora vote, but we had those problems. What do you think about such a thing?
So what I will say to that is that I keep alluding to the fact that there is so much, there's a plethora of examples out there of work which some of us, you know, academics, other academics, not myself, but all across the world, not just about African diasporas, because Zimbabwe is not the only country with a diaspora, and certainly not Africa alone. But, you know, in Europe, in other countries too, there's so much research that has already been conducted that is out there. And so what I will say to that is that we have many examples of well-run, inclusive diaspora voting around the world. And I want to emphasize, around the world. So there is, we know that diasporas vote and that there can be integrity in that election. What we are not certain with the current electoral laws in Zimbabwe themselves, even if we go by the election observer reports from the 2018 elections and prior, there wasn't much confidence in the management and how those elections were run. So I think that that would stem from the fact that ZEC alone could not be trusted to run a free and fair election of any election, right? According even to the observer reports, both EU, international observers, and others. And so I think that that might speak to that as a general term, but we know for certain that they can be run and they can be well run. The question is, who is running them? And I keep alluding to the fact that for Zimbabwe to succeed, it's not just a question of, is this thing going to work or not? You need to have good people who are running what needs to be run. You know, you need to have so these mechanisms, these tools and these things need already to be in place. That's why electoral reform is urgent and needs to be taken and needs to be put into effect as soon as possible. But let me allude a little bit more regarding the diaspora. You know, as I said, the Zimbabwean diaspora, as we already know, are dispersed all across the country. We are already sowing back knowledge. We are obeying laws in the countries where we reside. We are paying taxes in the countries where we reside. We are, some of us are also, you know, some people have vote in local, national, and regular elections. We are making opinions known, important on public issues. We are improving communities where we reside. So you tell me that as a member of the diaspora who might be already improving communities, major communities around the world, that we are unable to improve communities in a small country called Zimbabwe. And yet, we are making major global improvements elsewhere in the world. It is inconceivable to me that we would face a small country, fragile country, landlocked country called Zimbabwe, and tell us that we are unable to resolve the issues in Zimbabwe. It's inconceivable to me. Yet, we are able to solve global issues elsewhere in the world successfully, successfully, right? Yes. So the issue, the fundamental issue here is leadership at the helm in Zimbabwe. That's the problem. That's the issue. Solve that issue. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the issue. Mm-hmm. Diaspora vote is of significance, needs to be a major priority, and it must be implemented. Electoral reforms need to be put in place. These are very simple issues that can be done with very little cost and resources. ED needs to move, and he needs to move quickly. You know, media for the state, journalists, reporters in Zimbabwe and outside need to be holding them accountable and helping to educate voters. Period. It's very simple. These things, they're very simple. Political will is absent. Leadership is absent at the helm in Zimbabwe.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dan Moyo. Mr. Dan Moyo, maybe can you first of all introduce yourself to our listeners?
Good afternoon or evening, wherever you are, listeners. My name is Dan Moyo. I'm currently the MDCT chairman here in the United States of America and also a founder member of the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote campaign, which has been campaigning for the Diaspora Vote since 2011. I reside here in Washington, D.C., and I'm glad to be on the program.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, my question is that we know that prior to the elections, the previous elections, there was an issue of the diaspora vote that was brought, I think, by the opposition, and the government admitted that indeed it was something that should be looked at. But we were told that because of time limitations, they couldn't implement those changes to include the diaspora vote. But now, 2 years, almost less than 2 years to the next elections, but there's no sign or indication that there is a push from other forces to push the government to allow the diaspora vote. What can you say about that?
Well, first and foremost, Chris and Marvelous, I'm glad that you are addressing this issue to the Zimbabwean public. It is a very important and pertinent issue and urgent. What happened previously, prior to the new constitution that came into effect in Zimbabwe in 2013, there was no reservation for diaspora vote. But with the new constitution, there's dual citizenship, which allows every Zimbabwean the right to vote, regardless of place of abode. What's required now is to align the Electoral Act with that constitutional clause to ensure that Zimbabweans all over the world, wherever they are, who desire to have a voice in the affairs of their nation should be able to cast their vote. So if in 2018, we did engage President E.D. Mnangagwa in New York, and we focused on this very issue of the diaspora vote. He agreed that he has been getting requests for the same wherever he has visited Zimbabweans abroad, and that he agrees that the diaspora vote should be allowed and that the government of Zimbabwe will do everything to ensure that by 2023 elections, Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be able to vote. So as you stated, we are less than 2 years to the 2023 plebiscite. So it becomes imperative at this point that we understand where we stand with regards to the diaspora vote, because it's going to be the issue of registering voters. A lot of people who are out, who are in the diaspora, some left Zimbabwe many years ago. They no longer have their Zimbabwean documents. There's going to be a need for them to get new documents or renew their documents. So there's a lot of logistics that need to go into it for this thing to be a success. So rather than the president of Zimbabwe just pay lip service and promise that he's going to ensure that the diaspora vote takes place in 2023, we are here to say time is not on our side. We need action now. We need to see movement towards that. I mean, there are a lot of advantages for Zimbabwe to push forward this diaspora vote for the Zimbabwean government. Because one, remember, there's the so-called new dispensation. Zimbabwe is trying to repair its reputation internationally. And this is one of the easiest ways that Zimbabwe can show nation by allowing its citizens who constitutionally who the constitution allows to vote, to grant them that access and make sure that they facilitate that the Zimbabwean citizens can vote. So we want to bring awareness. I have spoken to other political parties in Zimbabwe. I've spoken to ZANU-PF. I've spoken to MDCA. I've spoken to ZAPU. And we're willing to speak to any other political party that has influence to say, let us work together on this issue, because this issue should be nonpartisan. This issue is about Zimbabweans. It's about Zimbabweans wanting to have a voice in their country. We contribute to the fiscus of that country. Currently, we contribute almost a third of the GDP in Zimbabwe through remittances. And therefore, it is imperative that we have a voice. I stated to President Idi Mnangagwa and the finance minister, Mr. Thuli Ncube, when we're in New York, when Thuli Ncube raised an issue about how diasporans from Ghana have contributed so much to their country. And I say to him, it is because they have skin in the game. Their government has allowed them to vote and have a voice, and therefore they are participating economically to the development of Ghana because they have a vested interest. Unlike us Zimbabweans, where our contributions monetarily through remittances are not, we're not being rewarded for that by being given a vote. And therefore, it is imperative that now as Zimbabweans, we come together. If we Zimbabweans in the diaspora do not fight for this vote, it is not going to happen. We're not going, if we sit back and expect Harare to do it on our behalf, then we are fooling ourselves. I think it is upon us to put the pressure on Harare to ensure that that happens.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Fine. Marvelous. We still have Ms. Matibe, and I think she's dying to say something.
Ms. Matibe, kuti zvakakosha sei kuti vana veZimbabwe vawaniko vachibvumidzwa kuti vaite yatingati iyo diaspora vote parizvino.
I want to not end. I know you want me to Ramai. I really have to go. So let me just very quickly share some numbers, very quickly share as much as information as I can in 1 to 2 minutes max, and then I really have to say goodbye. So I want to reiterate the fact that the current ruling party does, when they're outside the country and when they're not, purport and put out the image and the narrative that the diaspora is made up of one particular party. That is a false narrative, right? The diaspora out here and the rest of the world is very diverse. And so it is a very, very important brand. Brand Zimbabwe, it is to the international community. Us as diaspora, we are important for Zimbabwe as a brand to the international community. We are critical. We're a critical economic group that should be involved in the public affairs of the nation in terms of VAT and taxes and so on. Point of sale, I've already alluded to that. One major problem that we do face, and I'm going to share some numbers with you. In 2007, the International Institute for the Democracy and Electoral Assistance, IDEA, reported and confirmed, in fact, that diaspora voting is currently practiced in 115 countries around the world. Historically, and prior to 1979, voting was denied, right, in our own country. We know that based on race. Right now, voting is being denied based on being diaspora. Further to that, being a diaspora woman, we are even more marginalized as a diaspora woman, right? And so it is critical. Although many Zimbabweans are not expatriates, like I said, we are sending money home to family members at home. The rest of the African continent has been enjoying their right for more than 100 years. Yet in 2018, we were denied that right. We should not be denied that right again. The right to vote is both a civil and a political right for every individual. The freedom to express political thought is a right. And so when the government of Zimbabwe negates that right, it says you are not part of this society. That's what they're doing when they negate that right for diasporans. And that's what they're saying when they negate that right for Zimbabwean women. In terms of remittances, I had a conversation a few years ago, and like I said to you, I was alluding to an article I believe I wrote for the Newsday back in February 2019. World Remit and Western Union are two money transfer companies. And I asked Steve Hanke a question about what that year-to-date total back then as far as 2017 and 2018 was concerned. And so the dollar amount of remittances to Zimbabwe, to World Remit and Western Union, while they weren't available, Steve Hanke was able to tell me that, according to the World Bank, provides the World Bank has got data that shows us the total amount of remittances as inflows to Zimbabwe on an annual basis. And so the total amount of remittances for the year 2017 was $1.73 billion. For the year 2018, the World Bank estimated that December 2018, remittances were $1.9 billion. So for 2018, yes, while those percentages might be insignificant if you compare them, for instance, to the Gambia or to Lesotho. Lesotho, I think, was sitting at about 14.8%. Liberia was sitting at like maybe 13.1%. The Gambia at about 20.5%. Zimbabwe was maybe still a lot less, but still, we are significant in terms of its GDP. And so we're making a significant percentage. That means that we as a diaspora have important, significant economic impact to the country. And so you can tell me that in 41 years since 1980, that the diaspora is not a critical influencer in Zimbabwe's future, 21st century, and on the world stage. And so I think just as closing remarks, either there needs to be a diaspora referendum, and also just before I go, I just want to say something regarding the conversation, the narrative around the diaspora and around the diaspora vote. The way domiciled Zimbabweans, i.e. Zimbabweans resident inside the borders, the land territory of Zimbabwe, and their understanding of us in the diaspora, our values and aspirations and how we are perceived, that narrative also needs to be changed. That narrative certainly needs to be redefined, because ED himself has demeaned and demoaned the diaspora in the public domain over and over and over again. And I think that that conversation that purports to the fact that diasporas perhaps do not understand on-the-ground issues that are happening in Zimbabwe is false. And so I think that it is very, very important that the conversations be expanded and that we outline what those minimum issues are, what those drivers are, but certainly we can help reshape Zimbabwe's future. And like I said to you, it's a very simple thing to do. It just needs some political will, but it needs to be an inclusive process. There are many stakeholders here. It is not an issue that belongs and says, hey, the diaspora is only made up of one particular political party. But I do want to close by reiterating the fact that overseas, to people back home, the diaspora is a very important brand to the international community. We are a critical economic group. And with that, Marcus, I really have to go. But in the future, I'm available and open, and we'll be able maybe to discuss this. If people have got questions, I'm quite happy to take questions. If questions come, I'm happy to write back in Shona and Debele and so on. It's just right now I'm short on time.
Thank you so much. On that note, regaitike kunavasi ampondo. Tonzwa ofungwa dzenyu, nerurimi rwamai panenya iyo yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvipiwe mukana wekuti zviwanikwewo zvichipinda munyaya yekusarudza kuti ndiani achave ari mutongi wenyika yeZimbabwe.
Ndinotenda Sis Marvelous nemukana wamatipa wekuti titewo tichipawo kuona kwedu maringe nekuti zvinenge zvakanaka here kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika dzakasiyana-siyana dzinge dzichipiwa mukana kana kuti kodzero yekuvhota. Isusu tinoona chiri chinhu chakanaka kuti zvizvarwa zvenyika yeZimbabwe zviwanikwe zvichipiwa kodzero yekuti zvinge zvichibatsirawo mukusarudza achange achave ari mutungamiriri wenyika. And mukatarisisa basa rinobatwa kana kuti kubatsira kunoita zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mune dzimwe nyika kwakakura. Ndofunga manzwa mafigures anga achitaurwa aya kuti tikatarisa mugore ra2020 zvakaoma kudaro. Zvizvarwa zviri munyika dzakasiyana siyana zvakaburitsa iyo mari kana kuti zvakapa mari inokwana kuita more than 1 billion kuekonomi yeZimbabwe. Saka tiri kuti isusu tikazvicherechedza izvozvo kuti imari iri kutumirwa maybe mukubatsiridza dzimhuri nezvimwewo zvakadaro, asi tiri kuti tikacherechedza kuti iyi mari iyi inokwanisa kana kuzodhabla kana kutowedzera kubirikidza nekunzwa kunenge kwakuita vana veZimbabwe kuti aiwa isusu tinewo mukana kana kuti tine kodzero kana kuti nyika yedu ichiri kutirangarira kuti tiriko and inoteererawo and inotipawo mukana wekuti tisarudze anenge achida kuzotitungamirira. Ndiri kuzvitaura izvi ndakangotarisawo yatinongoti behavior kana kuti kuita kwavanhu mupfungwa dzavo. So inini muchaona kuti hakuna munhu anoda kuisa mari yake panzvimbo yaasinganzwisisi kuti anenge achitungamirira zviri kuitika panguva iyoyo anenge akasarudzwa sei uye kuti anonzwa here zvichemo zvake zvaanenge achiita se zvaanenge achitura. Saka tikapiwa mukana iwoyo wekusarudza, tikavawo nechekuita mukusarudza vatungamiriri, muchaona kuti mainvestment ari kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe mune dzimwe nyika achachinja achitoiswa munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, nekuti tinenge tane rupandiko rwatinenge taita mukusarudza system kana kuti vatungamiriri vedu. And tinenge tane chivimbo zvekuti tikataurawo zvatinenge tataura vatungamiriri ivavo, nekuti vakatipa kodzero yekuvasarudza nekutipawo kodzero yekuti titaure navo, vachatiteerera, vachatinzwisisa. Saka yese investment yatinenge tichichema tichiti second republic yauya yaunza iri kunza mabasa nekudi hatisati tatanga, nekuti vazhinji vana veZimbabwe havasati vapiwa mukana wacho nekodzero dzacho dzekuti vachitanga kusarudza utungamiriri hwavanoda. Saka muchaona kuti dambudziko ratinaro izvezvi nderekuti kune vanenge vachityira kure kuti tikapa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kugara mudiaspora mukana wekuti zvivhote, dzimwe dzenguva havazochivhoteri kana kuti dzimwe dzenguva vachaunza vamwe vanhu vasirivo. Ndo yega nhau iripo, asi ivo vanotozviziva kuti vakatendera kana kuti vakapa mukana yekuti vana veZimbabwe vange vari involved kana kuti vave nechekuita mukusarudza vatungamiriri vavo, muchaona nyika yedu ichifashukira neinvestment. And nekuti inini wacho ndinenge ndichifara ndichiziva kuti aiwa nyika yangu inonditeerera, nyika yangu inondipa kodzero dzangu dzakakwana, and the first thing chinobuda chinouya mupfungwa dzangu mundangariro dzangu kana ndakuda kuita investment kumusha, nokuti kune vanhu vanonditeerera, kune system yandinenge ndichiziva kuti aiwa ii system ndakaparticipata kana kuti ndakatorawo nguva yangu ndichiita sei ndichibatsiridza mukutsvakurudza anenge achatitungamirira. Saka kana zvinhu zvakamira sezvo zvakaita kuti vana veZimbabwe vari mune dzimwe nyika havasi kupiwa mukana wekuti vavhote, tichangoramba tichingotaura zvepropaganda kuti kuri kune investment, kune zvakati zviri kuitika, ipo pasina chiri kuita se pasina chinhu chiri kufamba paground. Saka inini kana ndakatarisa diaspora vote dzimwe dzinguva again ndinoisa pamberi zvishomanane ndisingadi kuti ndinyatsotarisisa kune zvokuita neekonomi, asi kuti inotibatanidza isusu savanhu, inotiswededza mupedyo nekuda nyika yedu, nekuti kungopiwa mukana wekuvhota handisati ndatumira mari handisati ndadi inini mundangariro dzangu ndane chivimbo chokuti zveshuwa ndiri chizvarwa chezimbabwe nekuti nyika yangu iri kundirangarira and muchishona ndinyatsoziva kuti tingaidii but nekuti socially inotibatsira kuti tinge tine hukama hochekoche yakanaka even isusu semazimbabwens vari mudiaspora muchaona kuti kutukana kwatinenge tichiita dzimwe dzenguva kunoserera nekuti tinenge takuziva kuti tiri kuitei tiri venyika imwe chete and nyika yedu inotibata zvakafanana tose
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo vasiya mpondo veMDC Alliance asi ndandine mumwe mubvunzo wekubvunza kuti imi sebato rinopikisa reMDC Alliance pane zvirongwa here zvamuinazvo panyaya iyoyi yediaspora vote mungoti muchidimbu kuti tiende kune vamwe
hongu tine zvirongwa zvakati wandei and mukatarisa mubato redu isusu reMDC Alliance tinotori nedepartment rine chekuita nediaspora vote and isusuwo futi takazvipira kushanda nemamwewo mapato kana kuti nemamwewo maorganizations nechekuita nediaspora vote because hatisi kuda kuti diaspora vote inge iri ichingotungamirwa nemapoto ezvematongerwo enyika chete kana tingati politicizing the diaspora vote nokuti tinoziva kuti tine vamwe mazimbabwenzi vari mudiaspora vasinei nechekuita nezvematongerwo enyika kana kuti mapato ematongerwo enyika asi vanenge vachida kuzovhota nokudii saka ivavo ndo vatoda kuti tibatane navo tese tibvise mabhatye edu atinenge takapfeka kana tiri kumapolitical parties edu akasiyana-siyana tinge tichiisa musoro pamwe chete kuti tiwane kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri nyika yese tenderi zvipiwe mukana nekodzero dzekuvhota
tinotenda chaizvo ndiri kuona Chris maybe we can turn over to Mr. Moyo we have Mr. Charumbira from ZANU-PF who was supposed to be on the show but we're still trying to get him and Mr. Guni. I don't know, Chris, if you have him now.
No, I saw briefly Chief Sosoe, but he's disappeared again. I don't know where. I was just about to bring him up. So anyway, let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, ubona njani lolu daba lwe diaspora vote lapha siyabona ubana ukhetho soluseduze kodwa ukhanya akusoze kube lenye futhi i-diaspora vote isoze yenzakale. Lithini lina njengabezombusazwe?
Ya, thina sithi i-diaspora vote iqhakathekile kakhulu kuye wonke umuntu waseZimbabwe whether umuntu osekhaya noma umuntu ongaphandle ku-diaspora okusalayo umuntu waseZimbabwe ulelungelo lokuthi uvote and iZimbabwe ma ifuna ukuthi ithathwe serious ngamanye amazwe ngoba khangela omakhelwana bayo khangela iSouth Africa okhangela iBotswana uzothola ukuthi izizwalanezwayo zazo ezisemazweni zilengulungelo lokuvota ziyavota kuma-elections wonke so iZimbabwe isalele emuva kulokho ngoba abantu beZimbabwe abangaphandle banceda kakhulukhulu ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe leZimbabwe izimali ezithunyelwa nabantu beZimbabwe abangaphandle singathi ziyi-one-third of i-gross domestic product eZimbabwe esithi i-GDP meaning ukuthi umnotho wonke weZimbabwe over a third of it uvela ngaphandle kwizizalwane zeZimbabwe so izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zikhuthazeke even la kuma-investments lokuthi zifake izimali ezimo khona manje abaningi abangaphandle even if belesifiso sokuthi ba-investe ekhaya kuyabasinda ngoba abayibona abaphusayo lapho bona abalaseyo ukuthi ngibani okhethwayo ngoba ilungelo labo lokuvota alikavunyelwa nguhulumende even though i-constitution eZimbabwe entsha eka-2013 iyalivumela ilungelo lelo lokuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote so umbuzo esizibuza wona thina ukuthi yini esindayo manje kuhulumende ukuthi inikeze ama-citizens ayo angaphandle ilungelo lokuthi bavote thina sikubona kuyinto e-positive kakhulu ekuthini iyakhuphula izinga leZimbabwe emehlweni amanye amazwe internationally. Kuyatshengisa ukuthi iZimbabwe isi progressive njalo isi open isi inclusive include bonke abantu bayo izizana nezayo. So kuyasidida kakhulu masibona uhulumende engela excitement le drive yokuthi I make sure ukuthi uyalungiselela ukuthi izizalwane zayo zivote. So sithina sizimisele ukuthi siqhubeke siphusha ngendlela yonke esikwanisa ukuphusha ngayo silapha ngaphandle ukuthi ilungelo leli libe khona ebantwini bakithi. Sikhangelela ukuthi ngo-2023 ngempela abantu bakithi abangaphandle bazovunyelwa ukuvota. Siye sabona izithembiso ezenziweyo ngamanye amalunga ngayo uhulumende uNangagwa. Unfortunately, sengizongena kwenye imeeting. Ngizocela ukuthi lingixolele, ngizobe ngilalele kodwa ngimutile. Ngiyabonga.
Sibongile kakhulu mnumzane ube lelanga elithi. Yes, marvelous. Unfortunately, Mr. Moyo there had to leave us in a half. I think he's now engaged in some other business. So we will continue with Mr. Siyampondo. Mr. Siyampondo, there has been some questions about the diaspora vote is allowed. We know that leaders, Zimbabwean leaders, are not allowed to, they are under sanction, they are not allowed to go to other countries, meaning if they are to try and come and campaign here in the United States, for example, they won't be able to. So what do you say about that?
Well, if there are criminals who are barred from entering other nations, and then it's not a problem, or it should not more like hinder the rights of the generality of Zimbabweans wherever they are. I guess those political parties are not, every one of them is bad, so they've got even representatives here. So they can make use, they can make contract of that via their representatives in various countries where they are bad or where they are held as criminals. So really, we should not fret over some people who have been barred or who are having some restrictions to enter some other jurisdictions. But at the same time, we should not more like a discount the right to vote to everyone because we have something like that. And if you look at some of the restrictions that are imposed on such people, they also more like plow into the issues to do with human rights violations and all that stuff. So opening up of the diasporans to vote, ensuring that the rights of everyone, they are upheld, really all these restrictions will be more like thrown by the wayside. So, but most importantly, they have a way that they can circumvent that. I'm sure their representatives can effectively carry out the activities or whatever the campaigning that they would want to do or to carry out. So it's not much of a problem to me. Of course, it's something that we really need to look into and see how best we can go about it. But I don't believe it's everyone within ZANPF or in any other given political party we have been barred from accessing some of these countries.
Tichiri kuti tsvagere ZANU-PF kuti vauyewo vachitaura kudivi ravo asi todzokera zvakare kwamuri vaSiyampondo veMDC Alliance kuti imo muno mudiaspora pane zvamuri kuita here mukuedza kugadzirira kuti kana diaspora vote ichinge yauya vanhu venyu vanokutsigirai veMDC Alliance vawanikwewo vachizoenda kunovhota.
Hongu, isusu se MDC Alliance munomu North America inosanganisira United States of America ne Canada. Tine a department or a desk or a portfolio ye diaspora vote. We tinenge tichikurudzirana kuti tiite urusha rwekuti tinzwikewo kunze uko maringe nekuti tiwanike tichivhota tiri mudiaspora. And department redu iruri kana portfolio yedu iyi ndo zvekare ichabatsiridza kana kuri kunzi tapiwa mukana iwoyo wokuti zvatinenge tichitarisira kuti zvinge zvichiitika kana kuti zvinge zviri panzvimbo kuti diaspora vote inge ichibudirira chii uye kuti inge iri free and fair pasina kubiridzirana pasina kudii. So this portfolio yedu iri kushanda zvekare namamwe mapato nemamwe maorganizations anenge ari independent akaita sana Consent Zimbabwe Initiative. Vese ivavo vari kurwira kodzero dzekuti mudiaspora munge muchiwanikwa muchivhotwa.
Okay, that's quite interesting there. Unfortunately, Marvelous, we are running out of time. Maybe we would like to ask Mr. Siyampondo to give his final word before we call it a day.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much again, Marvelous, and thank you very much, our listeners. So the issue of diaspora vote is an important thing to the MDC Alliance, and it is an important thing again to the generality of Zimbabwean, because it bestows a human right to us to vote, to choose our leadership. Because in one way or another, yes, I might be away from Zimbabwe, but indirectly or directly, I'm being affected by the decisions that are being imposed on my family, imposed on some of the systems that I use as well. So a diaspora vote, it's something that we are wishing to have, and it's something that we really appreciate, and we would implore the government and other organizations involved in ensuring that the diaspora vote is delivered to all Zimbabweans across the wide and breadth of the nation and globe, that we'll be given the chance, and we also retaliate the goodwill and ensure that our country is moving forward, and we will surely invest back in our country, because we'll be having that confidence over the leadership that we take part in choosing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Siyampondo. Hope to join you soon. You have yourself a lovely day.
Okay.
Maybe we can have give him a few minutes. He's there.
Okay.
Mr. Musango, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you? Sorry, I can't be on the camera today.
Okay. So just your final word. You know, we had almost wrapped up the show, but we are going to give you like a minute or two to talk about the diaspora vote. We understand that there's pressure now to put the government to allow this. What is your say, sir?
Thank you very much for that question. Well, I think as a ZANU-PF, we are not at any given time not ready for the diaspora vote. But as you know, to do elections, there is a budget for that. And for those in the diaspora, we know that they are important citizens, as important as those that are on the ground in Zimbabwe. But because our country is facing sanctions, and most of those countries who have given sanctions to Zimbabwe have been given at least refugee to our citizens. And our country is still in a dire situation economically because of sanctions.
And we will come back again with this issue in future to make sure that we continue you analyzing and seeing how the country can move forward in terms of this diaspora vote. I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
And this is Chris Gande. We'd like to thank our guest, Mr. Regis Musango, David Siampondo, we had Pearl Matibe, and of course, Mr. Dan Moyo. Thank you so much, and good night, Zimbabwe.